dining in an age incapable of itself. What's one to make of the experience of failing to be able to fit in among one's own tribe, and of one's ineligibility for membership in any other? Even the outcasts form their own castes. Today, I dined in a city park where the tenants observed my arrival at their mess. Lunch today in an old city park. At a wooden picnic table, a swarm with yellow jackets, at whose nearby braziers Spanish-speaking immigrants heated tortillas for a mixed Latino-North American crowd down on its luck. Prison scars, boastful insults for decor. "What's your story?" a woman asked. "I am a poet. I write poems." "No shit, I write poems too," she announced. "You want to hear one of my poems?" "Yes, I would like that," I said. "Well, I don't have any fucking poems," she said, turning on her heel like a snob. "Tell us a poem, man," a voice asked. So I said, "Today's poem goes like this. The absence of you, if I never know you, should I not love you more?" "I don't get it," another voice said. "It's a religious poem," said a Mexican. "It's about Jesus Christ." "Bullshit," said the man who didn't get it. "It's not about Jesus Christ." "Say it again," asked the voice which had requested a poem. I said it again. The Mexican said, "See?" "No, I don't see," the man who didn't get it said. The woman said, "You're an asshole. It is about Jesus Christ. He doesn't know who Jesus is, do you?" "Don't pay no attention to her," the Mexican said, shirtless, in cold sunlight, yellow-eyed jaguar, tattooed, gleaming black on his arm. "I have to go now," I said. I had to go. "Write it down, will you?" he asked the man who had asked for a poem, the man who had asked me to say it again. He gave me a piece of paper and a pencil. I wrote it down. He said, "I don't know about poetry. This is a real poem?" "I think so," I said. "It's a poem," said the Mexican. "Don't worry about it."